Welcome to the Tarot reading by Elizabeth Jones for the Star Beacon for Solar Aquarius, which is for the time of January 20th through February 18th, 2023. So this reading that I created is called The New Wave of Energy, Bringing New Perspectives and Opportunities. The tarot is a wonderful symbol and mystical reflection of the astrological and cosmic energies present that stream forth from the cosmos and through the planets. During the 30 days of solar Aquarius, a new wave of cosmic energy is being ushered in, taking us further into the new age, also called the Age of Aquarius. Many will feel this acceleration of change in their lives and have possibly been feeling it already as these energies seek expression through them, through you. Some primary themes present now are awakening to higher truths and to your destiny as it expresses the purpose your soul intended for you this lifetime and in particular for this time in your life. Also, new perspectives, opportunities, and insights will be shown to you, and that is what we will be looking at in this reading. Overall, the energies of solar Aquarius can help you get a clearer picture of what your higher vision is for your life, to see the bigger picture, gain unique perspectives, and consider things you don't ordinarily. So, let's begin. The first question that we're asking the cards is, what card represents the new wave of energy being ushered in now as it relates to me personally? And I got the Judgment card, number 20, very powerful card. And it is saying that this new wave of energy will be transformative in nature, which does not surprise me because that's how it's feeling to me as well. It is the card of radical transformation, of awakening. It is literally Archangel Gabriel blowing his horn, and three people, a man, a woman, and a child, are kind of waking up. They look like they're coming out of a state of perhaps even lower consciousness, but definitely waking up from being asleep. And so there's this realization, this awakening, and that awakening is deeply transformative. So what card represents the new wave of energy being ushered in now as it relates to you personally? Is it this new wave carries the patterns or the codes embedded within this wave are directly related to transforming us, some kind of even radical transformation, like a major aha that changes your perspective, your trajectory, your direction is possible. I don't know if there could have been a more appropriate or interesting, intriguing card that could have come up here. I mean, in some ways, this card, I shouldn't say in some ways, this card definitely sets the tone for this reading, and it sets the tone for this time. Because what hits me about this, and it does hit me personally as well, is the impulse that's coming through is designed to transform us, to shift our level of awareness, to awaken us to new perspectives this will have long a long ripple effect, because that's the way this particular sequence is going to manifest. It's like putting a stone in a body of water and having it just ripple out. There will be that kind of impact on our lives going forward, on your life going forward. That's why, to me, when I look at astrology and tarot, it's such a gift to have that kind of heads up, if you will. Oh, there's a new cosmic wave coming in that's going to awaken me to something new. And it's going to change my life in some ways that I may see right away, I may not see for some time. It's an awakening. And that awakening is you can't go back to sleep after a major awakening, regardless of when it happens in our lives. We can't. Our perspective has changed at some very, very deep level. And you know, I'm old enough to have experienced trying not to, you know, having experiences in life of, oh, I'm going to ignore that for a while. No, it doesn't go away. If it's based on authenticity and it's based on truth and it's your next step or it's coming up, I can't, you know, I'm not trying to define it like, oh, it is the very next thing that you do, but it's the new wave of energy for your own soul growth and evolution. There's no way to stop that. There's no way to keep it from being the next step or the next phase or the next cycle or the next spiritual focus. However it manifests for you, whatever words and concepts and ideas work for you, if that's the next, like I said, cycle or phase of the soul's evolution, it is. And it starts to come to us before, and it can come to us over and over and over again. And now this particular time is a time of realization and greater awakening. If you've read the PDF that goes with Solar Aquarius, I expound on this. I go into the enormity, really, of this time period, of these few days. I mean, I'm doing this right at the beginning of Solar Aquarius, right at the new moon, right when Uranus, the ruler of Aquarius, stations direct. There's this surge, this opening has occurred, bringing in this new energy. So the next card, in what ways will this new wave activate my greater potential that is ready to emerge now? And at first I struggled with this card. It's the Nine of Swords reversed, because it's a card of sadness, but reversed, it's a card of letting go of sadness. It's a card of release of some kind of grief. That grief can be specific, it can be non-specific. And when I reread that, in what way will the new wave activate my greater potential that is ready to emerge, I realized this is really more like a preface. It's the first step. In fact, I got two cards. The first step is letting go of the sadness or the grief, forgiving yourself, forgiving someone else, releasing. That's what the Nine of Swords is about. That's a key. Like I said, it felt when I really thought about this, because I pull these cards, you know, right before I start recording, and I had to kind of stop for a moment and say, what is that doing there? Well, it's as though your potential can't be activated until the grief and the sadness and the forgiveness or whatever along those lines it is for you is released. And in fact, it will help you to release that and to say, that was yesterday. That is ready to be, you know, that it's heart opening when we can go into that process of releasing either regret or sadness or fear even. These are all wrapped up in the Nine of Swords. And really, and I've experienced this, what can hold us back is holding on to those kinds of things. And this new wave is evidently, I mean, according to these cards, and it feels right, designed, created to help us relieve that sadness or that grief or that regret or that fear. And it is that which sets us up for opening to our greater potential. It's as though it's a key. That's what it feels like to me. And then the second card I got was the World, number 21. I mean, in the Tarot, the sequence of cards is always very important. And number 20 is the Judgment card, which we've gotten, and number 21 is the World. And they are the last two cards in the major arcana. And right there, that suggests to me that the potential realized is something that will fulfill a cycle, a karmic cycle, a soul cycle. And the word destiny comes up for me. In what ways will this new wave activate my greater potential that is ready to emerge at this time? It's going to be fulfilling. It's going to, in fact, I have the Queen of Cups at the in this reading, which we'll get to, which is a card of emotional fulfillment, of feeling realized as though you've arrived. There's an arrival with the world. This is, like I said, the last card. This is the last stage of a journey. Of course, new journeys will occur in other lifetimes and maybe later in this lifetime. But for now, this is huge. This is a soul cycle. When I see the Judgment card and the World come up like this, it tells me that there is a sense of kind of this radical arrival. Radical because it'll be life-changing. That's the culmination of a journey. And now is the realization of the destination. What was it about all along? Boy, I'm really feeling this. I've said this so many times when I do these readings. I feel like this is a reading for me and I'm sharing it with you. And in a way it is, but that's not really what, it's just how it feels. And that's good. I mean, I'm, you know, going through this too. And it is the destination. It's interesting. The destiny and destination are similar words. And that's what's happening. It's almost like, what was this life about? What was your soul's intention? It was to arrive at this point. Now, I know that sounds somewhat dramatic, and I don't mean for it to. And I want to invite you to take this in at whatever level you can. It may not be a 10, it may be a 4 or something, you know. Maybe something you want to ponder, re-listen to, because if it's got some truth for you, then, you know, it would be, you would know that. And if it doesn't, it doesn't. I mean, that's not what this is about. This is for those of you who are, that's not quite the right word. I think you get the drift. This is something that may, you know what, this is a reading that you might want to put on your calendar to listen to again in a month or two or three. Because it could be that you have life circumstances that aren't quite ready to embrace what this is saying. And that's completely understandable. So, you know, if your mind is going, yeah, there's something here, but oh, gee, I've got to go deal with blah, blah, whatever that is. And of course, it's important. Then just, you know that a seed was planted. And listen to it later. So the next card, this is the curious one. How have I been preparing for this new wave, perhaps in ways I may not even be consciously aware of? And I got one of the pages. I got the Page of Swords. To me, that's a curious card, especially the way the question is worded, in ways that I may not have been aware of, is this is wiping the slate clean. It's like at some It's like decluttering in the brain, you know? This is saying, well, I'm complete with that. I'm done with that idea, or I'm letting go of that. But it's even more than that. In a simple way, it's simplifying what it is you're searching for, you're looking for, you have expectation of. It's getting down to kind of a lot of things have been crossed off the bucket list, if you will, of what you intend or intended. It's coming back to some original place in your being, in your psyche, in your nature. It's a return to authenticity, to the innocence of authenticity. How have I been preparing for this point? And it's, you've been letting go of this, that, or another thing. Some could be actual projects, or some could be mindsets, or some could be something else. But it's more of, it's what it evokes. What does the Page of Swords evoke? It evokes, in this particular question, it evokes what is real and what is simple. I read recently, and it's a quote or in a book or something, it said, the truth is simple. And I thought, well, that's a simple way to describe the truth. But the truth is simple. It can be reduced to some very primary factors. Kindness. You know, the Dalai Lama said, my true religion is kindness. Does not get too much simpler, but also more profound and directive. If we want to have a word to live by, that's a good one, you know? So it's a wonderful one. So the point is that I love this, actually. How have we been preparing? How have you been preparing? Then you may not have even recognized it as such. It's like saying to yourself, saying to a friend, saying to the universe, I just want to do what is right. I just want to do what is mine to do. That's one of my kind of precepts or tenets, especially really when it comes to my work, because there's so many things that I'm interested in the spiritual arena. And I just have to keep pulling myself back and saying, okay, that's all wonderful. Is it mine to do? Is it mine to talk about, or, you know, whatever? So this is a perfect card because I can feel it in my own journey. What is mine to do? What is mine? What is available to me as I simplify my wants and desires and focus? What is the universe's, my higher self? What is in mind for me in this life? What did I intend? And that's why I often say at the end of a certain statement, and I think I even use it in here somewhere, at this stage of life, what was your intention 30 years ago or whatever was different? What about right now? What did my soul intend for me right now? There's an astrological thing called progressions, and they're tricky to grasp, but they come up for me right in this moment. And that is, they're related to the first few weeks of your life. And let's say you live to be 90 years. Then what it is showing us is the imprint that the soul made on us at a perhaps cellular or even atomic level, or DNA, who knows? I don't know. These are mystical things. But what they are is the soul imprinting upon us. the directives, the primary agendas, many things in the first 90 days of our life. If we live to be 90, it's called a degree a day, or we'll say that. And so they're tricky because it's not exactly saying this is what will happen. It's more of imprinting something, again, mysterious and deep. But what's exciting about that to me is that as we get later in life, it's always some kind of a North Star. It's always some kind of a compass for us, knowing what is right and wrong for us. So going back to Page of Swords, this is the card that says, let's go back to the original blueprint. I keep seeing this whiteboard that's been erased, you know, not of necessarily everything, but of a lot of the, you know, extra stuff that was on there that we're either done with or we've completed or is no longer applicable for, you know, our life. So it reduces to the essence of something. And how have I been preparing for it? This is absolutely a perfect card. And it resonates and it works really well with the other two cards. The fourth is, what new path or perhaps unexpected opportunity am I now open to as I align with this wave? What can the cards tell me about this new opportunity, about the path that is emerging? That was a tricky card. I got two cards. It's as though there's this one card is, again, kind of the key. It's the preface. It's the precept. It's what had to happen first. It's not necessarily, it's like seeing, you know, well, okay. I think I'm being a little redundant here. So what this is the Seven of Pentacles reversed. That's the precept. And it's like telling me to say that the Seven of Pentacles is the card of waiting. It's the card of having to be patient over and over again. And as it's reversed, it can say just when you think perhaps it quote unquote won't happen, it does. It's saying if we choose, you know, we can always resist the will of the universe. It just doesn't ever go away. We're really delaying often more than anything what is inevitable, but nonetheless, kind of another storyline. But it's saying if we embrace, the wait is over. It's now. I think that if you resonate with that, if this has been something you've been thinking, gee, is this ever going to be realized? I'm getting older, or I'm running out of time, or I'm running out of energy, or, you know, and this is saying the wait is over, the patience, being patient, whether we like it or not, being patient is what has brought you here. The other card was the Emperor, which I thought was very interesting. What new path, what new opportunity can the cards tell me about that? What can the cards tell me about this? And the Emperor is a whole new kind of, it's a curious card. It's a card, in this instance, it says it wants to give you a divine framework for your life. Because the major arcanas are always more cosmic in nature. There are cards that represent, you know, things we should do or shouldn't do and so on in the minor arcana. But this is a four, and four, it's the fourth card in the major arcana. And so this is fours and every throughout the tarot, always about some kind of framework. But when it's the Emperor, it's saying there is a divine plan and it wants to be realized. There is something, there's a foundation, there's a framework for what this next phase will be like. It's already in place in the etheric and the higher levels. And what new opportunity, what new path is that not to worry? In some ways, it's very reassuring. It's saying, yeah, there's a separate serendipity kind of an energy here, but this isn't the fool. I'm not seeing the fool in these cards. That would suggest more, you know, freedom. And I'm not saying this isn't free, because actually it's very liberating. That's part of what the judgment card is about. But this is saying not to worry. There's a plan. That I'm glad I tried to explain secondary progressions. That's what they're called, because that plan, that divine plan, was set in motion ages ago. And yeah, so this is saying that it's not exactly saying trust that, though we can trust it, because the Emperor is the Emperor. The Emperor is that kind of ruling energy or frequency or entity or being. And it's our own higher self. We have to remember that. I'm glad I thought of that, because this isn't something external, you know, like an emperor of ancient times telling us what to do. This is our own divine order, our own authority. Yes, there's an authority represented by the emperor, but it's ours. And this is coming into that pattern, that is that plan that we set out for ourselves at some higher level. I mean, it's got this magical sense to it as I'm trying to, you know, give this words. So not to worry. We don't even necessarily need to, we don't need to know what embracing this new wave, crossing this threshold, going through this awakening. We don't need to know, not because it's unknown, but because it is known. So yes, element of trust and faith is involved, but, you know, kind of I'm hearing, so what else is new? I mean, this is part of the whole journey, not just this phase. There's a plan. There's order. There's a foundation, a new foundation. Seems like I've quoted Paul Simon several times in the last few months in different situations, readings and so on. And this is one man's ceiling is another man's floor. This is elevating to a new foundation. It isn't floating around in the ethers without a form, a path, a pattern, a destiny. This isn't that. It's not that at all. The final card is, how will spirit support me? As the shifts and changes begin to manifest in my life. Let's face it, we're human. It's like, whoa, this is a lot. There's parts of us that react at a very emotional level, at a very maybe confused. You know, I'm thinking of the emotional, the mental, and the physical, and just sort of, oh my goodness, this is too much, or some other physical, visceral reaction. And so how will the universe, the benevolent universe that we live in, support you during this time? And I got, again, two cards. You know, I'm going for one card, but when two come out at the same time, I, of course, have to pay attention. And I got the Queen of Cups and the Magician. I mean, really? That's like perfect Queen of Cups, the Mother Queen. The queen that has an instinct to protect and enfold and nurture us. The Divine Mother, you know, she's a queen. So we'll be nurtured through this. We'll be protected. will be fed. The Queen of Cups knows what our limits are in any given moment or instance or experience or day. And it's her protective nature that says kind of an enough, you know, let's back off and rest. It'll tell us when to stop, when to catch up. She'll say, you know, rest, take this day off, go to the movies, bake cookies, you know, whatever, go have fun. It's as though there's this universal part of this, or even aspect of ourself, that knows what we can do, how much we can take. Now, hey, listen, yeah, we've been thrown a lot of us, and it's hard, but nonetheless, we're relating this more to this embracing of the new cycle and the new waves coming in. And there is a component of it that is based in nurturing, tending to. I heard there's a term in Sufism. I'm trying to think of which book I was reading when I saw this term, and I've seen it in other places in Sufism, but nonetheless, it is what part of us is where the greening is happening, the growth. And where are we greening? And I dare say that it gets lost in translation a bit. So we have to sort of stretch to figure out what that means. But it's basically, where are we growing? Pay attention to that. That's part of what her message is. What part of the garden is, you know, thriving? What will help us to thrive? What will make us stronger? She'll help us identify those, because that's the path of awakening. That's the path to follow. The second card, the Magician. What can I say? You know, we've gotten the end of the final card, Tarot number 21, the World, and the second card. So that's, it's sort of, there's an alpha, the second card. It's number one. That's because the Fool is zero. But the point is that there's this kind of alpha omega thing going on here. There'll be, just when we need it, the help that we need. There'll be miracles. There'll be parts of it that'll be, the coincidences will be, you know, off the charts, quote unquote, coincidences, synchronicities, ahas. The Magician has its wand sort of right over our head, if you will. There's a sense of, we'll know what we need to know when we need to know it. We'll see those things, and that will be partially because of, we're being led by something that's quite mystical and magical as well. So both of these are very helpful. You know, if we're looking for support, I don't know if two cards could depict it any better. So this is a very interesting dynamic time. And like I said, I'm doing this a couple days late. If you read my What's Up With Me on the website, you'll know what I've been facing and dealing with the last couple of weeks, which has not been a lot of fun, but things are better now. And so what I was getting at there is, I am doing this right in those first couple days of Aquarius, when it's all just happening. I mean, to have so much happening in a, I don't know, 72-hour period is pretty, you know. One other thing about Uranus stationing direct, if you haven't read the PDF yet, is that right now, all planets are going direct for the first time since April of last year. All planets are direct. We started the new year with three planets retrograde: Mars, Mercury, Uranus, and now they've all three gone direct. So there is this magnificent sense of forward motion, of this rush of energy. And again, I talk about it more over there. So these cards definitely give us that visual picture of it, which I do have a image of these cards on the website, right next to the player that you're listening to, or perhaps you've downloaded it. But nonetheless, there is an image of these cards. So, this is quite an interesting reading. It might be one that I'll re-listen to too, because I felt, as I said a couple times, there's messages for sure here for me as well. So please know that I am sending you light and blessings often. So until next month, when we talk about the Pisces piece of all of this, God bless.